Taiwan Today with Natalie So.
Hello and welcome to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So. Today we're going to hear from another one of Taiwan's county magistrates. This is part of RTI's series with all of Taiwan's city mayors and county magistrates about how they are promoting the government's new southbound policy. That policy is strengthening ties with people from Southeast Asia, South Asia, New Zealand, and Australia. Today we hear from Miaoli County Magistrate Xu Yaocang. Miaoli is located in western Taiwan, right below Hsinchu and right above Taichung. Its capital, Miaoli City, is also known as Mountain Town, which makes it a great place for hiking. It is indeed a popular attraction for many reasons that we'll hear of today. Miaoli County Magistrate Xu tells us first how they're working to promote the new southbound policy.
大家全世界都是跟中国大陆。Most countries are following the pulse of China and trying to do business with China. But since President Tsai Ing-wen came to office, she's been promoting the new southbound policy. This is also a global trend as there are emerging markets in Southeast Asia, South Asia, and the ASEAN bloc. Thailand, the Philippines, Vietnam, Indonesia, and others play an important role in this region. So we have developed trade, culture, and tourism exchanges with this region.
And over the past decade, Taiwan has had an influx of new immigrants from Southeast Asia and China. Xu tells us about the new immigrants in Miaoli.
In Miaoli, we have over 14,000 new immigrants as of the end of August of this year. This is a larger population than our Aborigines. So we are one of the top three counties in Taiwan in terms of new immigrant population. Over 8,000 of these new residents are from China, over 3,000 are from Vietnam, and almost 2,000 are from Indonesia. They need the local government to help them to adjust to life here in Taiwan and to find jobs. So in 2016, we set up a Women's and New Immigrant Affairs Department that offers classes on language, parenting, driving, and other relevant subjects.
Miaoli is also a great destination. Miaoli County Magistrate Xu Yaocang tells us why.
Miaoli has a rich ecology and natural scenery. We have fine agricultural products, hot springs, and leisure farms. Our hot springs in Tai'an are the best in Taiwan. Many Japanese visitors come to Yunlin just for our hot springs. Winter is coming, so we welcome visitors from abroad and in Taiwan to Tai'an to enjoy our hot springs. We are also building a 5-star hotel in Tai'an. This is going to be the best hotel in Miaoli.
County Magistrate Xu tells us why Miaoli is really a great place to slow down and relax.
Tourism in Miaoli is really quite new. We don't have the Taipei 101, Alishan, or Sun Moon Lake, but since I've been in office, I've tried to get us certified as a sit-a-slow city. There are 35 countries with about 200 sit-a-slow towns that are certified. Taiwan has 4 sit-a-slow towns. This includes Hualien's Fenglin, Jiayi's Dalin. Miaoli has 2 sit-a-slow towns. One is Nanzhuang and the other is Sanyi. Nanzhuang is a culturally diverse destination. It has Hakka food specialties, nature paths and scenery, Aboriginal culture, and it has scenic mountains and local agricultural specialties, such as our local fish and bamboo shoots. We have much natural scenery, diverse culture, and fresh local products. The head of sit-a-slow in Italy came to Nanzhuang and Sanyi himself to visit.
So yes, Miaoli is famous for being a slow city, a sit-a-slow. Miaoli County Magistrate Xu tells us more about the sit-a-slow town of Sanyi.
Sanyi has the nation's only car manufacturing factory, Yulong Company. It also has B&Bs and hotels. The number one B&B in Taiwan, Tree Leaf, is in Sanyi. We have a Westlake Resort and a new tea museum will be open soon. Yulong is a place to build Asia's largest test drive center, and it will become a factory where tourists can visit. We already have 6 factories that provide tours to visitors, including biotech and ceramic factories. Sanyi also has the first rail bike in Taiwan, which will be 3.6 kilometers long. The path goes to the border of Taichung and will be open by June of next year. It costs 300 million Taiwan dollars to build. It is Taiwan's first bike path along the railway and is a unique attraction that passes through bridges, tunnels, and other scenic spots. A lot of developed countries like Australia have rail bikes, and we are the first in Taiwan to have one.
Recognition of CitySlow cities around the world began in Italy. County Magistrate Xu tells us what it means to be a CitySlow city.
那么国际慢城的目的啊，也就是所谓慢食、慢游跟慢活，远离城市那种紧张。
The purpose of a CitySlow city is slow food, slow living, and slow tourism. One can leave the stressful pace of the city and come to a CitySlow town like Miaoli to de-stress and enjoy what Miaoli has to offer. For example, there is delicious Hakka cuisine made from local ingredients. There are a lot of places where people can enjoy slow living and tourism in Miaoli. The government's new national development project has given us a budget of 300 million Taiwan dollars to create a Hakka literary garden. It will be the largest Hakka literary garden in Asia. We also have ideas for Hakka B&Bs, a museum, and a hotel in the area.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and I'm Natalie. So, you're listening to a part of a series from Radio Taiwan International with Taiwan city mayors and county magistrates about how they're promoting their locality and ties with countries in Southeast Asia, South Asia, New Zealand, and Australia, otherwise known as the government's new southbound policy. Today, we hear from Miaoli County Magistrate Xu Yaocang. Next, she will tell us about how they're helping new immigrants and migrant workers from Southeast Asia.
Taiwan Today with Natalie So. The sound of the Puyuma tribe on Radio Taiwan International.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and I'm Natalie So. Miaoli County Magistrate Xu Yaocang has been telling us how his county is promoting the new southbound policy. He tells us next how they're reaching out to new immigrants and migrant workers from Southeast Asia.
刚才也有提到这个南向政策，那我们相对的苗栗也是个多元化的一个社会里面。
We've been talking about the new southbound policy, and Miaoli is a culturally diverse society. We also take care of our new immigrants. We have 2 new immigrant centers. We give consultations to individuals, families, and also host events that highlight leisure activities and family activities. We have 2 learning centers for new immigrants. This offers Chinese classes so they can learn how to read. They can also learn about Hakka culture and the Hakka dialect so that they can be more integrated into society here. We offer all sorts of classes, including those on basic rights, education, health, medicine, gender equality, and more. We also make a point to take care of their children, as we hope they can feel integrated into Taiwan society.
She tells us about the government's services and material for new immigrants from Southeast Asia.
那为了营造友善多元的环境啊，我们也提供了许多
We want to be a friendly environment for our new immigrants and their families. We have Chinese classes and also websites and materials in English, Indonesian, Vietnamese, so that immigrants can access the information easily. We want these new immigrants to come out and become more active in society, so we sponsor events and classes for them to participate in. We hope that this can help them integrate into the community and promote better understanding.
She also tells us how many businesses from Miaoli have found success doing business in Southeast Asia.
In the era of President Chen Shui-bian, some of our successful textile businesses went to Southeast Asia. Some of the top textiles companies, Ruhong Company and Guangyue, are from Miaoli. Ruhong in 2011 got the rights to manage Coltex in Ho Chi Minh City and has been going strong in Vietnam for 6 years. Guangyue is the second biggest maker of down jackets in the world. Over half of the down jackets sold by the top three sports brands, Nike, Adidas, and Reebok, are made by Guangyue. North Face is also their client. Their combined revenues in 2014 was over 84 billion Taiwan dollars. These are very successful examples of Miaoli companies in Southeast Asia. Another example is Ruxin Textiles, that was established in 1977. They began making jeans but went into sportswear in 1983. In 1984, they set up a factory in Vietnam. They were the first textiles company in Vietnam that had only foreign capital. They set up another factory in Cambodia 3 years later, which became their most important factory.
Lastly, Miaoli County Magistrate Xu Yaocang gives us his perspectives on the Taiwan government's new southbound policy.
We are very positive about the policies of the central government and support them fully. These are all good for Taiwan and for the people of Taiwan. The new southbound policy centers on people. It focuses on exchanges and partnerships and aims to have Taiwan integrate into that area. We have commerce agencies that can help businesses going to Southeast Asia. Some companies may have to go to the Ministry of Economics for certain areas of assistance, but we do what we can to help our local companies that want to go to Southeast Asia.
That was the head of the Miaoli County Government, Xu Yaocang, the County Magistrate of Miaoli. Miaoli is a county with a population of over 500,000 persons. It is known for its mountains, hot springs, and natural scenery, and also for its sit-a-slow towns. It is a great destination for local and foreign tourists alike to relax and enjoy nature. Its businesses have also seen much success in Southeast Asia. This interview has been a part of Radio Taiwan International series with city mayors and county magistrates on the government's new southbound policy. Thanks for tuning in to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So.
Are you listening?
This is the sound of my country.
This is the sound of Taiwan.
Taiwan, a small island with a whole world of sounds.